A Healthier Michigan from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And I know we've all done this. We've looked at our bodies, we've seen something, and we're wondering, is that skin cancer? Well, today we're going to tell you about the skin cancer warning signs all of us should know. Dr. Amy Maluski joins us. She is Vice President of Clinical Partnerships and Associate Chief Medical Officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Am I right, Dr. Maluski? I mean, we all wonder about that brown spot on us or maybe an unusual area that we didn't see before. And we ask ourselves, is that skin cancer?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really an important thing to think about, especially right now. You know, we're in the middle of summer and we're all getting more sun exposure. And so it's definitely a good time to start thinking about, you know, how to identify what's the difference between something that's normal or something that needs to be looked at.
So what are some of the keys to discovering that?
Yeah, so I would say most freckles and moles and discolorations are going to end up being normal. But you really want to be able to identify some ways to help you remember some of the things to watch for. So, and a key part of it, I mean, the first part of it is to be looking at your body regularly, because it's hard to know unless you're watching for things. So, but there's a key way that we're taught to help remember this. And it uses a fun kind of little easy mnemonic that we all know, which is A, B, C, D, E. So A is for if you're looking at something and it has what we call asymmetry, meaning that if you were to fold it in half, like one half doesn't look like the other half, right? It's uneven inside of it, or it looks different than the rest of it when you're looking at a spot. When we talk about B, we're talking about like looking at the borders of the thing that you're looking at. Borders should be nice and regular. If there's irregularity to it, that could be cause for concern. So that's one of the things to watch for as well. The third thing, C, is your color. And so color, if a spot has a variety of colors, or if parts of it are different shades than other, if you see anything that's red or blue in it or white, then that's something that you're going to want to go and get evaluated. The D is the diameter, which is the size of it, basically. So general rule of thumb is that if it's bigger than a pencil eraser, sometimes that's something you're going to want to watch a little more closely. Or if it's been changing, which gets into our E, which is evolution. And that's why I mentioned at the beginning, it's important to be watching your skin and looking at it regularly. So if something is changing, if you're watching it, and some people will take a picture of it, but if you're watching it over time, it's getting bigger, or if it's changing in color, or there's discoloration, then definitely that's something you're going to want to get in and get checked.
So we all
A, B, C, D, E.
I love that. I had not heard that before. And we all have these kinds of things, freckles, moles, our bodies have it all over. Is there a danger when you are in the sun and you do have a freckle or a mole that it would be more exacerbated and become skin cancer because of the sun beating down on it?
I mean, the sun exposure without protection definitely can cause changes that can contribute to skin cancer. So the best way to protect yourself is either to cover or to wear a good SPF of 30 or above, but also to limit your sun exposure. If you are going to be in the sun, applying SPF or wearing like SPF embedded clothing. They now have amazing things where they put the SPF right in the clothing. And then if you are using like a cream, if you're getting wet or you're sweating, that only lasts for so long. So you're going to want to reapply. So we do really advocate for protecting your skin, because it can, that sun exposure will contribute to changes over time.
Okay. Oh boy. So we all like to be in the sun. We often talk about how we need more vitamin D. How do we balance it all out, Dr. Maluski?
Yeah, I think it's moderation, right? As we mentioned. So there definitely are good parts of being in the sun. If you're going to have sun exposure, the safest times are when the lower kind of UV rays are in the morning or in the evening. That time between 10 and 2 is really the most intense periods of the sun, and you're really going to want to protect your skin during those time periods, particularly if you have a family history or a personal history of skin cancer. Those types of things. Or if you're really fair, you burn a lot.
So I was going to ask you, who's more likely to get skin cancer then?
Yeah, well, I think the most important thing is that everybody can be at risk. It doesn't matter if you are darker skin colored or lighter skin colored. Everybody can get skin cancer. That said, there are some groups that are more prone. You know, as I mentioned, if you have a family history, that's really important to know. If you've had skin cancer yourself before, if you're redheaded, fair, I have kids that are both, and tend to burn. If you have freckles and things like that, that's generally something that you're going to want to pay attention to. If you've had blistering burns before, you're more prone. Also with age, you know, all of us with age, that's sun exposure tends to accumulate over time. So over 65, you're also going to be more prone to having skin cancers.
I want to go back to just those normal freckles that many of us have and probably have had since birth, but they also come when you have been exposed to sun, et cetera. Is there a danger with age spots? I'm not quite sure how they fit into this picture.
Yeah, age spots is, it definitely shows sun damage. And some of those can turn into skin cancer over time, but there are age spots themselves that are considered benign or not cancerous. And so the best thing to do then is to just go in. You know, we advocate for an annual skin check with either your primary care physician or a dermatologist. So you should be checking your skin at home, and there are ways to do that. But we also recommend that you go in and you have somebody else, because you can't, it's hard to see everything.
Right.
Going in and getting your skin checked annually is also a good practice.
Well, I finally did that for the first time this year with my dermatologist. And I had been avoiding it for the longest time because of it can be embarrassing, right? But they left it up to me as to how much I wanted him to look at. And I ended up having him look at everything. And it was fine afterwards. And let me tell you, I left there relieved because I do tend to have a lot of strange spots. I did not have any signs of skin cancer, thankfully. And I just felt so much better after that. And I realize how important this is. So a lot of times, embarrassment prevents people from having that annual skin exam. Talk about why this is important and they really should do it. It's not as bad as you might imagine.
Yeah, it's actually a really pretty simple process. I agree. There are some embarrassing things when you go to the doctor at times, but you do get through that over time. There's lots of things that we have to do for our health, you know, annual wellness, female exams and prostate checks and things like that. And the annual skin exam is just one of those. It takes about 20 minutes. They'll check every aspect of your body because, you know, you can get skin cancer. We've seen it, you know, on the palms of the hands, under fingernails, you know, strange areas. So you do really need to check everywhere. And the thing about going in is they can use a magnifying glass. They can take pictures and track that. And it does lend to a lot of assurance, as you mentioned, once you've had it done, right, and had an expert take a look at your skin.
And you mentioned also that we should examine our skin as well. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, great question. You really want to use, take a look at your entire skin. And so you're going to need assistance to do that. That can sometimes be, you know, you can have a friend or a partner look, but also using a mirror if you just want to do it yourself. You then want to make sure that you're checking your full back, your bottom, you know, as I mentioned, your fingernails, the palms of your hand, the soles of your feet. People oftentimes forget that. Also, your scalp and the back of your neck are important areas to check. And so getting a mirror can really help facilitate you taking a look at those things. So
that's what surprised me the most when I went in for my skin check. And that is that he examined my scalp. I didn't know that was part of the routine, Dr. Malewski.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about, like, we all tend to, you know, have thinning hair over age, and our head gets a lot of sun exposure.
Yeah, right.
And so checking your scalp is really important. Also the back of your neck, you know, if you're wearing a hat, you're out golfing, it's a frequent area that we see burns and exposure. So it's another important area to check.
And finally, what is the SPF number we should be using?
I would say a minimum of 30.
Okay.
Probably preferably 50, especially if you tend to burn. And the big thing with it is to reapply. People don't reapply it often enough. Really, about every 2 hours, you need to reapply. And if you get into the water or you sweat a lot, you need to reapply after that.
Some great advice today on skin cancer warning signs and what you need to know and how to protect yourself from Dr. Amy Malewski, Vice President of Clinical Partnerships and Associate Chief Medical Officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. For more information, go online to miBlueDaily.com, miBlueDaily.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Malewski. Great talking with you.
Thank you. You as well.
This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.